Whether democracy will come to the Arab world is also a topic that has been studied by economists using historical data. The topic of Arab democracy has become especially important lately, mostly because of the so-called Arab Spring. In places such as Tunisia and also Cairo, pictured here, citizens have demanded a much more active voice in public affairs, including free and open elections. Yet real democracy seems elusive for the region. Why might that be? Well, economist Eric Chaney has a hypothesis. Chaney encourages us to take a look at this map. The countries which are colored in gray, for instance, all around here, these countries are, to varying degrees, democratic. There's also a region of this map which is outlined in black, and I'm tracing that around here, and that region corresponds to the area conquered by the Arab armies in the centuries following the death of the Prophet Muhammad. What you'll notice is that very few countries inside of that region are gray. By the way, one of the gray countries in this region, Mali, here, is gray, but actually after this map was produced, Mali had a military coup d'etat. Now, the military there has promised a return to civilian rule and elections, but we'll see whether or not that actually happens. Anyway, the point of this map is that the democracy problem perhaps has something to do where all of these countries are located. It's sometimes suggested that the democracy problem comes from the presence of Islam in these countries, but that might be wrong. If we look at other parts of the world, we find Muslim-majority countries such as Albania, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Malaysia all having, to varying degrees, democracy. Here's another way to put that point. Starting around 1990, many countries in the developing world experienced a wave of democratization, which led to free elections. Yet the part of the world outlined in that map within the black line, for the most part, did not follow suit. One hypothesis explored by Chaney is that the countries which were conquered by Arab armies centuries ago developed long-standing traditions of extreme political centralization and strong autocracy. This is called an institutional persistence hypothesis, namely that features from a country or region's distant past still shape its destiny today. Again, this does not seem to be about religion or strictness of religion. If you adjust for how much alcohol people drink in a given country, the relationship between being inside that black line and lack of democracy does not go away. If we look at the countries within that black line outline on the map, we find that on average they have bigger government, less legal protection for credit, and thus less encouragement to trade. They have fewer trade unions, and overall they seem to have considerably weaker civil society. These can all be taken as points of evidence that the problem is something regional, and perhaps it is something rooted in political history. Once again, in development economics, the distant past really seems to matter. Institutional traditions do very often persist. This doesn't mean the democratizing elements within the Arab Spring have a hopeless task before them, but it does mean that achieving democracy in the region may be more difficult than some people think. And by the way, these results tend to hold whether or not a country in the sample is oil-rich. To read through this study in greater detail and to view the empirical results directly, you can Google to Eric Chaney, Democratic Change in the Arab World, Past and Present.